This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. India's tally of coronavirus infections rose on Monday to just short of 20 million. The numbers propelled by a 12th straight day of more than 300,000 new cases, as scientists predicted the pandemic could peak in the next couple of days. The death toll rose by more than 3,400 to about 219,000, according to Health Ministry data. At least 3.4 million people are currently being treated. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, told CBS's Face the Nation TV show, "We are rushing to aid India." However, the U.S. is also taking measures to prevent the spread of the virus. The White House said Friday that starting Tuesday, the U.S. will stop incoming flights from India. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London for talks with his counterparts from G7 nations. The coronavirus pandemic, Russia and China, among likely agenda items during 3 days of formal meetings and side discussions. Iran and North Korea, two nations whose nuclear programs have been the focus of negotiations in recent years, are set to be discussed at a working welcome dinner on Monday night. The European Union's executive has recommended easing COVID-19 travel restrictions next month to let foreign travelers from more countries enter the EU, hoping to boost the stricken tourism industry this summer. Under current restrictions, people from only 7 countries, including Australia and Singapore, can enter the EU on holiday, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated against COVID-19, but subject to tests or quarantine. This is VOA News. Moderna and vaccine promoter Gavi have announced a deal. The pharmaceutical company will provide up to 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses for the UN-backed COVAX program to ship to needy people in low- and middle-income countries by the end of 2022. AP correspondent Jamie Keaton reports it has been a struggle accessing vaccines for the COVAX program.
WHO has decried a great lack of equity in the access to COVID-19 vaccines, which have more or less been locked down in the great majority by rich countries in both Europe and North America in particular.
Keaton also reports Moderna and Gavi did not specify why it will take so many months for the vaccines to reach COVAX.
It is clear that Moderna is in the process of trying to fulfill some of its arrangements that it has already struck with wealthy countries to supply them with vaccines. So in other words, Moderna already has a backlog of order that it needs to fill before it can get around to fulfilling the ones that it plans now with COVAX.
That was AP correspondent Jamie Keaton. The advance purchase agreement comes just days after the World Health Organization, after weeks of delays, announced emergency approval for the Moderna vaccine. The Philippine foreign minister sent out an expletive-laced message on Twitter Monday demanding that China's vessels get out of disputed waters. It's the latest exchange in a war of words with Beijing over its activities in the South China Sea. The comments by Teodora Loxin follow Manila's protests for what it calls the illegal presence of hundreds of Chinese boats inside the Philippines' 200-mile exclusive economic zone. Loxin said, quote, "What are you doing to our friendship? You, not us. We're trying. You're like an ugly oaf forcing your attentions on a handsome guy who wants to be a friend, not to father a Chinese province." Loxin is known for making blunt remarks. China's embassy in Manila did not immediately respond to a request for comment. President Biden's call for authorizing Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices has energized Democrats on a politically popular idea they've been pushing for nearly 20 years. This year, they still lack a clear path to enact legislation. That's because a small number of Democrats remain uneasy over government price curbs on pharmaceutical companies. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.